we'd shock it, put a hole in the ground with crosses on it, and we'd start stacking it, and I'd let the ventilation get up and under there and go up this pole and get plenty of air, and you'd have some pretty bright hay. But if you didn't, why, you'd liable to get a mold in it and ruin your hay. Stock didn't like to eat molded hay, and when they did, it'd give them a cough. They just coughed just like this, yeah.
It would give them a cough? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know that. Well, now, you mentioned this cow shed. Would that be where you would milk the cows?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd milk them where they would put the night up for bad weather. Now, each one knew its own stall, its shed. Mm-hmm. We had cows named Spot and Beauty and Red and all that number, that mm-hmm. names, you know, but and old Roni, I remember one we had named old Roni, she knew exactly where her stall was. Mm-hmm. And if one of the others get in there, she'd fight them away. But each one had a place. Well, the younger calves, we put them all in a place together, but wherever we milked these cows, that's where they bedded down for the night. That's where they got their feed, bedded down, and it was turned out the next day to pasture. Mm-hmm. Or if it was during the wintertime, just turned out to browse around, whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the area right around the barn?
Well, we call it the horse lot.
The horse lot.
And it'd be referred to as a cow lot or a horse lot, but we referred to it as horse lot.
You always called it the horse lot.
Because we had more horses than we did any other animals. Mm-hmm. We kept most of our farming and logging teams were horses. We liked mm-hmm. horses better than mules. And then we kept a lot of saddle stock too, you know.
Oh, you did?
Buggy.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we lived pretty good.
Sounds like it. It sounds to me like it really, I don't know, it sounds like
put our sisters on a wild bull calf, let her ride it.
No. Oh, no, did you do that?
Oh, yeah. Throw her sky high, you know.
Oh.
She'd cry, and we'd say, well, now, if you're going to be a crybaby, go on in the house and leave us alone. And she'd limp around, no hole in the bruise places, and wouldn't go in the house.
where would people keep their milk and butter before they had?
Well, some of them had cellars, which was damp, and even got snakes in them at times. Just built out of the earth, you know. But my mama